This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A shadow government in Myanmar said Saturday it is seeking to reverse the February 1st coup and has joined forces with a rebel group to, quote, demolish junta rule. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi and her government and launched a brutal crackdown on dissent. A group of ousted lawmakers later set up a shadow national unity government seeking to bring anti-coup dissidents together with Myanmar's many ethnic rebel fighters to form a federal army to challenge the junta. On Saturday, the rebel Chin National Front signed an agreement to, quote, demolish the dictatorship and to implement a federal democratic system in Myanmar, the unity government said in a statement. In recent years, its fighters have dwindled, so experts say it's more of a symbolic move, but does align the unity government with well-respected peace negotiators who represent the country's mainly Christian Chin minority. Several of Myanmar's rebel armed groups have condemned the military coup and the use of violence against unarmed civilians. Some are also providing shelter and even training to dissidents who flee into their territories. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government said Saturday the eruption of a second volcano it had announced hours earlier was a false alarm, the scare coming a week after Mount Nyiragongo roared back to life, causing devastation and sparking a mass exodus. The government had said a different volcano had a low-intensity eruption on Saturday morning, sending lava flowing into an uninhabited area. However, the communications ministry then issued another statement saying, false alarm on Nyamiragira. It says a plane confirmed no eruption, just smoke from regular volcanic activity. This is VOA News. A coronavirus surge sweeping through Thailand's prisons has thrown the spotlight on the kingdom's overcrowded penal system, where some inmates say they have less space to sleep than the inside of a coffin. Authorities claim as of Saturday, almost 25,000 people have tested positive inside jails, where inmates have been encouraged to keep wearing masks even while sleeping. Officials have floated plans to give early release to prisoners with underlying medical conditions and have announced funding for more testing and medical care in recent days. But former inmates say those behind bars have been kept in the dark about the seriousness of the outbreak. Infections in Thai prisons have skyrocketed from just 10 publicly announced cases a month ago to nearly 25,000 on Saturday. The head of a Belarusian national airline, Belavia, on Saturday condemned as despicable the decision by numerous EU countries to impose airspace restrictions on the carrier following the forced landing of a passenger jet in Minsk. Most of Belarus's neighbors and many other European nations have banned Belavia flights in response to last Sunday's forced landing of a Ryanair jet en route to Lithuania from Greece and the arrest of a dissident journalist on board. The EU has proposed closing its airspace to state-owned Belavia and stopping it from landing at EU airports. Belavia's director wrote on Facebook Saturday, such steps amount to sanctions on the carrier, which he describes as innocent. The director says there may be some guilty parties, but Belavia is definitely not among them. Belarus has said it was responding to a bomb threat when it scrambled a fighter plane to escort the Ryanair jet down, and authorities in Minsk then arrested Roman Protasevich, a blogger and critic of Alexander Lukashenko and his girlfriend. European leaders have accused Belarus of state-sponsored air piracy. Despite claims by both Ethiopia and Eritrea that they were leaving, Eritrean soldiers are in fact more firmly entrenched today, where they are brutally gang-raping women, killing civilian medical aid, the Associated Press has found. Multiple witnesses, survivors of rape, officials, and aid workers said Eritrean soldiers have been spotted far from the border in Ethiopia, deep in eastern and even southern Tigray, sometimes clad in faded Ethiopian army fatigues. Rather than leaving, witnesses say the Eritrean soldiers now control key roads and access to some communities. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com, or you can always follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.